Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Oh, this is super exciting. So it is our launch. Miss Queen Fee, are you excited?
I am super, super excited and super, super nervous.
I think the nervous thing is across both sides here. So, but we have on our Facebook page, we have a follow along post. So if you have any questions, you can go to, if you don't know our Facebook page, it's Find Your Superpowers. And the follow along post is pinned to the top. So if you have any questions for us or want to give us any feedback or anything, you can just comment right underneath there. So that way we know what's going on and we can give you a shout out or whatever. There is another post underneath there. Queen Fee has her hashtag. I don't have a hashtag yet, so we need to come up with one for me. So we will definitely give you a special shout out if I choose your hashtag. So ideas down there, please, for me. And I think I am going to turn it over to Miss Queen Fee for a few minutes to get us started.
Oh, isn't that nice of you? All right. Well, hey, everybody. I am super excited to be a part of this podcast. It's been an amazing journey so far with my good friend, Kim. Seriously, we need a hashtag for you. And this has just been kind of a journey that's just kind of fallen together for us. It's really, really exciting. It really feels right. And I feel so blessed to be a part of it. Are we introing right now? What are we doing?
Go ahead and intro.
Okay. well, I am hashtag Queen C. That is Queen Phoenix, but for short, and because I also like queen bees, but that's overplayed, so I tried to make my own spin on it. I am a mother of three little boys and a military spouse, and we are in the process of transitioning out back into civilian life. So amongst all of the other excitement of the podcast, we have all that going on in the background. And I don't know. I am a super, super nerd. I am a super, super introvert. So this is a big step out of my comfort zone for me. I'm excited for this journey, and I'm excited for whoever is with us on this journey. Our goal is to help you as we are helping ourselves to find our inner power, our strength, and what makes us the best versions of ourselves. We are just trying to be the best moms and the best people that we can be. And that is our goal. That is what we're going to focus on here. And we just want to help everybody be the best versions of themselves. How was that?
That was awesome. I was just commenting on somebody who commented on one of your posts today and said they were listening.
What up, Ashlyn?
Yep. So I told her that there was a follow along post on the page. So try to kind of keep it going over there so we can keep everybody in one spot. That way we don't miss people. So, All right. So Miss Queen Fee did her intro. I'm going to go ahead and do mine. I am Kim. I am the mother of two little girls, 3 and 5, and my 5-year-old has been diagnosed with ADHD and autism, so we have some super special stuff going on with her. I am a blogger. I blog over at Journey to the New Normal, and starting tomorrow, is ADHD Awareness Month. So we're going to be doing some special stuff over there on the blog for that. I also am in the process of starting a nonprofit for special needs families. So I've got lots of stuff going on too, besides the podcast here. But like Miss Queen Fee said, it's just kind of fell into our laps, and we were like, okay, let's do this. Like, you know, it feels right. It's amazing. So anyways, that's a little about me. And she did kind of tell you guys a little bit about what we were doing here. We're still kind of throwing some stuff around, and I think obviously, as you can tell, we have a lot of stuff going on between the both of us, you know, behind the scenes. So we will be getting back to you guys probably tomorrow-ish with exactly what our theme is going to be for October. But we're going to do themes every month, and then we're going to take it from there. And that way you guys have an idea of what we're going to be talking about and stuff. So that's one thing. And all of it's going to be, like she said, just helping you guys, you know, become the best versions of yourselves. So I know self-love was on our list, and so was dealing with handling rejection, and, you know, there's so many other different topics that we have going on. So, yep, those are some exciting things. So,
probably hit on some gratitude.
Yep, gratitude is another good one. So, let's see. I'm trying to think here. So, let's do this, because this is our first podcast that's live that people are listening to. Let's just do a little bit, just some like fun facts about ourselves, like just random, whatever, you know, because I know that we both have a lot of people listening, but they don't know the other one of us, you know. A lot of them don't know either you or I. So that way they can get to know both of us. So, okay, let's do it this way. I'll come up with a topic and we'll both say whatever it is. And if you want to come up with one, you can too. Okay.
Okay. We'll just I know I'm bad at coming up with stuff like that. But yeah, good. Good looking out.
Okay. Favorite color?
Pink. Oh, that was fast. I don't know. I look really good in blue though. So I'm going to go pink.
Mine's pink and silver. Gotta have the silver in there too.
I'm gonna change mine. Rose gold. I'm like obsessed with rose gold right now.
That is a very pretty color. So what is the biggest challenge that you've had this year?
This year, my biggest challenge has been patience. Because with my husband being medically retired from the Marine Corps, and we started the process in like the 1st of January, after he was injured a year and a half ago. And it's taken, tomorrow's October, it's taken 10 months to get, his rating and all of, and an EAS date and all of that. So this year has really been an exercise in patience for our family. Definitely.
Gotcha. I am going to have to say that I agree with you on patience, because that's definitely where we've been with getting our little girl diagnosed and everything like that. So that's been a challenge. It's been a challenge in my patience with myself as I've been going through this kind of self-discovery journey and all of that. I've had to learn to be very patient with myself and not, you know, too hard on myself for things. So that's definitely, patience has definitely been a challenge this year, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I didn't even think, honestly, when you started saying that, I didn't think that's what my answer was going to be, but that's what came. Cause this has been a challenging year, but a really good year, full of a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm. And growth is awesome. Growth is exactly what you want, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right.
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
What is your spirit animal?
What is my spirit animal? I will let you answer this one first because I've got to think for a minute because it's between a couple of them. So.
Yeah, I'm in between a couple. Right now I'm really feeling the wolf. If any of you are on my Facebook, I'm sure you've seen that lately. I've been pinning wolf stuff like crazy. I love the symbolism behind the pack and the way that wolves lead. But I'm also clearly a huge fan of the phoenix with the rising from the ashes, always growing bigger and better. And sometimes you have to be destroyed to be reborn. So I am a really big fan of both of those. And that's where I am right now. But there's a whole laundry list thanks to one of my favorite leaders. She's been all about the animals lately, and it's been very enlightening to watch all the different symbolism.
I would have to say that given our year and given everything that we've been through this year, mine would have to be the bear. And I had thrown this out to Queen Fee the other day when we were chit-chatting, and I said that, you know, I feel like Mama Bear because that's kind of how I've been. I've been very protective, but also very like aggressive in a way toward the people who are working with her with the diagnosing and stuff like that. I think that's been something for me that I used to kind of sit back and chill and just be like, okay, they're professionals, they know what they're doing. But after going through so much and still getting nowhere for a very long time, you get to a point where you're like, you know, no, I want documentation. Like, I want to know why you're saying this or where this is coming from or, you know. So I definitely identify very much with a mama bear with her bear cubs. So
I think that we should incorporate a bear somewhere into your hashtag / nickname. Definitely.
Definitely. That's like my thing. And that's one of the things where I think we're just kind of throwing around ideas about the hashtag now, because obviously it's got to be something unique that's not overplayed or whatever, because it's got to be my hashtag, not a hashtag. And so that's, I think, where I'm just kind of stuck, because I'm like, I don't know which way to go with it yet. But I'm sure that somebody somehow will come up with something or we'll figure it out.
I couldn't sleep last night. I was all excited. So I was up on Pinterest at like 2:00 this morning looking up bear stuff, trying to think of something. So between the two of us and anybody else who has any input to throw in, I'm sure that we'll come up with like a bomb hashtag that'll be just perfect for you.
Yep. Super exciting. So what is the most exciting thing about the podcasting journey for you so far?
I think that it's the idea of the fact that, I mean, I've always felt like I have something to say, something important to say. But with my quiet, reserved, like introverted nature, I'm not going to just walk out in public and be like, listen, y'all, I got something to say. You're going to listen to me. Like, I'm not like that. So
this
is a wonderful way for us to get our message out and across and reach the people who need us or want to hear what we have to say. So, plus, you know, I'm not always a big fan of being on video because half the time I look like a hobo that just rolled out of bed. So I'm not a huge fan of being on video.
I totally agree.
I am literally sitting here in an Ariel onesie pajamas. So that is not okay for video. So this is really nice. It's also a little bit more laid back. It's a little bit more comfortable. And I just did a blog post about this, how I'm just kind of more comfortable being able to be, you know, kind of off to the side, but still getting my message across. I don't like being up in everybody's face.
Right.
I love being the center of attention, but I hate having people watch me. It's a very, very delicate balance I have going on over here.
Mm-hmm. So I think on my side, I think one of the coolest things about this whole thing has been, well, for starters, the way it all kind of came together. I think that's just amazing. And I have been so, this whole year has been nothing but me, like, standing with my mouth gaping wide, thinking just, wow. Like, how every single little thing that has happened this year has in some way impacted where I am right now. And I know it sounds crazy, you know, like the whole idea that everything happens for a reason. And I know there's a lot of people that believe that, and I'm one of them. But it's a different thing when you start to really realize that the things that you looked at and you thought they were mistakes, they weren't mistakes. They put you on the path to where you needed to be at the right time, at the right place, so that everything falls into place and you get where you need to go. For those of you who don't know, I've been in and out of network marketing companies for, you know, I don't know, ever in a day. And I started one at the beginning of the year that I ended up getting out of within like a month of being in it. I'm not going to mention names. That's not what this is about. So I got involved in it and I jumped in like a lot of money in. And then I realized I was like, this is not going to work. I can't do, you know, I'm not behind the product. And right before I had done that, I started in Jennifer Kim's Master Brand because I was going to try to rebrand myself so that, you know, starting in this new company, I'd have this new brand and everything. And through Master Brand, I met people who opened the doors of the whole, like, spiritual realm and all of that, which then kind of helped me later on as Queen Fee and I kind of got into conversations and were talking and stuff like that. It's like every step of the way, things have just kind of fallen into place. And I can look back and just go, I had no idea that on September 30th, I was, you know, back on January 1st, I had no idea that on September 30th, I'd be sitting here on a live podcast. Like, it's crazy and awesome and mind-blowing and humbling at the same time.
It really is.
It's been incredible. Like, just an incredible journey just to this point. So
I'm a big fan of the, you know, things fall apart so better things can fall together philosophy.
Oh, exactly. And it's one of those things for me where I feel like, you know, I used to think of things and I'd be like, oh, that was so stupid. That was such a big mistake. And like, I can't even do that anymore because I catch myself and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going to come of this? Mm-hmm. You know, like, why? Like, it's the coolest change of perspective when you can just be like, go from thinking something is such a big mistake to thinking, okay, because this happened, what is going to happen now? You know what I mean? What can happen from this? So, anyways, So if you guys have any questions, those of you who are listening, like I said, feel free to hit us up on the thing, on the post, and we will answer any questions that you guys have.
I apologize if you can hear that.
It's all good. This is real life. So, yep, this is real life. And real life is we have kids and kids need baths. Sometimes when kids are in the bathtub, they are having too much fun.
Oh, that's not fun screaming. That's I'm mad that I'm out of the tub screaming. And the oldest one just said, I'm not playing this game.
You gotta love kids.
Mine.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love kids.
Mine. Yeah.
All right.
So I'm gonna go ahead and take this opportunity to shout out and give my husband like a big thank you for being amazing and taking all of them upstairs and bathing them so that I can do this. So he's the real MVP today.
Yes, that is awesome. That is definitely super duper. My kids are in bed, and I was telling Miss Queen C earlier, I said they were like, I don't want to go to bed. And I'm like, Mommy's got to do podcasts tonight. And I hear from the other room, my oldest shouting, Mommy, can I talk too? So that is our real life. That is the behind the scenes of trying to get the kids sorted out so that we have an hour's worth of semi-uninterrupted peace to do this.
Large, large air quotations going on right now.
Yes. It is what it is. So, all righty. So, let's see. Let's think of some other stuff. All right, back to something kind of, you know, superficial, whatever. Favorite food?
Oh, that's not fair. I don't know. I'm a big carboholic, and we're really feeling the buffalo chicken dip lately. I'm trying to be healthy. I should say something like scrambled eggs or avocado or something. We really like or queso. I love queso.
Queso's yummy. I'm Mexican all the way. Whatever Mexican, like tacos, enchiladas, Mexican pizza, whatever. Like, yeah, that's my thing. I've been known to like make scrambled eggs and just like throw salsa on it because that makes it Mexican then, and you know, so that's yummy.
That's
but,
true. It totally does. It definitely does.
It does. It's like my thing. It's like if I keep a jar of salsa in the house, we're good, because even if I don't like some, just dump some salsa on it, it's good. So that's my go-to anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's one food that you wouldn't eat as a kid that you will eat now?
That I wouldn't eat as a kid? Steak. Steak, definitely. My mom used to cook everything like super. And mom, if you're listening, because you're supposed to be, I love you. So this is not a bash against your cooking. Your cooking's amazing, but she would cook everything super well done. And when I had my first time of having like a medium rare steak, I was, I think, 17 or 18, and I was like, oh, my God, where have you been all my life? So, yes, it was an entirely different world. So,
very
yours?
Tomato.
Really?
And that is a very recent development. I have recently decided that I don't mind tomatoes. I actually, my husband has been amazing today, trying to make my life easier. He knew I was a little nervous about this. He ordered food for dinner, and he got me spinach Alfredo pizza, and I asked him to put tomatoes on it. So before, I was very much against hot vegetables. I would not eat lettuce or tomato on my burgers because I don't like hot vegetables. And just in the last 6 months or so, I eat tomatoes.
That's awesome.
Good for me, adulting.
Hashtag adulting.
Yep.
So I guess I should take a minute to shout out that the reason that we started today is because it is International Podcast Day. And we were looking and trying to figure out a date and just looking and looking. And I don't even know how I came across it, but I came across it. And I was just like, does this feel right? And we were both like, yep. Yep, we need to start on International Podcast Day. So happy International.
We couldn't do it any sooner because of Mercury being in retrograde. We're not about that life.
Yes, we were not about to have all kinds of problems. We have eased through the little bit of problems that we had. So
yeah, that was my bad. That was all me.
It was fine. We did okay. We're both here and everybody can hear us, so it's all good. So all right. So let's see. I'm thinking. And I'm watching my cat like tear around the house, literally. Jumping from one couch to the other couch to the other couch and back and forth and around, and yeah. She's happy because the children are in bed now. So now she gets to have her time to play. So okay. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Ireland.
Ooh, nice.
/ Scotland. Like, I would make like a big trip out of it. Like, I want to go everywhere. I have a friend right now who's living in Costa Rica, and I'm like wicked jealous of him right now. So that's like on my list, but Ireland and Scotland is first, and then I will make my way everywhere else. That's the homeland. That's where my heart lies. So that's where I want to go first.
That's awesome. Mine would be Australia. I have always wanted to go to Australia. And I think it's just because koala bears and kangaroos are so cute.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a wet koala bear, though? They're terrifying.
Are they? I've never seen a wet koala bear.
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
I might have to Google pictures of that now.
Australia is definitely on my list of places that I want to go, but one of the reasons it's not closer to the top is because of all the poisonous things that live there.
Good point, but oh wow, yeah, I see what you're saying. That is kind of scary. It turns them into like a sloth looking thing.
The thing.
Which I love sloths. Sloths are awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, so are lemurs. Lemurs are another one of my favorite animals.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
I have one here.
Okay.
What is the most beautiful place that you've ever been?
Ooh. Probably the Ozark Mountains.
Ooh.
So,
nice.
Those were... Yes, the Ozark Mountains, and then I don't remember exactly what the name, but the mountains up in Pennsylvania.
The Adirondacks?
Is that what they are?
Like the chair?
I don't know. Hold on a minute.
Or is it the Poconos?
Poconos, that's probably what it is. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Oh wait, the Adirondacks are in New York. My bad everybody, sorry.
Live, you gotta love it. So
on my feet.
We will, I promise that when we do our really important stuff, we're gonna actually like tape it so that we can edit out stuff if we need to and whatever, but Yeah. So it would be the Poconos. Yeah, they're tape. It's taping.
Oh, okay.
It's, but it's live too. So
yes, it is.
I'm saying, like, we'll have it, like, you know, they'll be able to listen to it whenever, and it won't be live, so it won't have all of the, it won't have all of the fun little stuff in it.
Why not? That's the fun part. That's the part with the personality.
Oh, it'll still have personality.
Of course, yeah.
So, let's see, we still have a half an hour.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. So, all right.
How many seconds before it becomes an awkward pause?
Right.
It already happened. It can already happen.
At least you said something, so that way it wasn't an awkward pause anymore. It was just talking about an awkward pause.
Yep, totally saying that. It's definitely on purpose.
Okay.
How about this? What is your most embarrassing childhood memory?
Oh. Okay, let me think. Thinking. I'm trying to think of like a super bad one.
You want me to do mine?
I was like, yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I think it was my freshman year of high school. And I was in geometry class, and I'm 99.99% sure that the guy that this happened with will never, ever, ever listen to this, so I can talk about it. But he was, like, the cutest guy in our freshman class, and he sat 2 seats in front of me in geometry, and I had one of those, like, Trapper Keeper three-ring binder in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, the first couple weeks of school, so I had all my brand-new cute school supplies, and I had my cute little mini stapler that my mom had got me and stuff. So I was doing something, and I was getting a paper out, and then I went to close my binder, and it shot my stapler out of my Trapper Keeper and into the back of his head, and I thought I was going to die.
Like, it just, like, the stapler itself just, like, hit him? Okay, okay. I was thinking, like, did it do that, or did it, like, the stapler, like, staple the back of his head? Because that would be even worse.
That would have been worse. No, it was little tiny, so it was closed and everything, but it just, like, whacked him in the back of the head. And I have, believe it or not, my social anxiety is about 17 times better than it was when I was in high school. So I probably turned, you know, the color of a tomato and muttered something about being sorry. And then I could barely stand to be in class for the rest of the year. Like, I was so embarrassed. I was mortified.
Wow. So that was a good one. I don't know if I can compete with that, because I'll be honest with you, I was like the goody-goody kid. Like, I didn't do anything really, you know, like, I was basically a wallflower. Like, I blended into the background for the most part. Like, I'm trying to think.
I was one of those wallflowers that, like, I blended into the background, but somehow I always ended up next to the garbage can. Does that ever happen to you? Like, I felt like such a loser. And I'm like, is that some sort of, like, sign that, like, is that some sort of reflection of myself? Like, why am I? It still happens. If I get uncomfortable and I try to, like, back out of the crowd, I end up next to a garbage can. It's really annoying.
Aww. I had my group, like I had a group of friends that I'd hang out with and stuff, but I was much better, and I've always been much better in like a smaller group setting than like a really large group setting. So, you know, 2-3 people tops, something like that. That was always like my big thing. And because mine was my church's youth group, and I had, you know, I had a lot of friends there. So I always had somebody to hang out with because, you know, there was always something, always somebody, you know, that was like, okay, everybody else is doing this. You want to go do this or whatever. But it was definitely a, I don't know. It's like my teenage years were very, I almost feel like because I was in the place that I was in, I'm trying to like not get too political to whatever here, but you know, I was all my friends, everybody was like from a church, an organized religion church. And so I don't have anything against churches, but there comes a point in time when you have to kind of stand up and figure out what you believe, where you're at, what you want to take as truth and what you want to say, okay, this is, you know, I don't know that I believe this or not. And I think when I was finally able to open my eyes and kind of see, you know, now it just leaves a different kind of lens over those years. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's hard for me to, not necessarily hard to talk about it, but it's like, it doesn't seem as fun as it did back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now I'm like, okay, like don't get me wrong. It was good. I had a good teenage years, good childhood, good, you know, but it's like all of a sudden I see things differently and I'm like, okay, the rose colored glass is no longer there. And now I can see all of the, you know, the imperfections and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but to go back to the most embarrassing thing, I think I'm going to just have to go there and say that, I don't know, the only thing that's coming to mind is I was in, I want to say first grade, and we were sitting on the floor doing show and tell, and I farted.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep, I think that was about it. So, like I said, I can't really compete because, you know.
Well, and it's like, it's not even really like what happened to me was that embarrassing, because I am 100% certain if you went up to this other individual today and asked him about that one time in geometry class, he'd be like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Was she? I don't even remember her. Like, that's what it would be like. But that's my personality. Like, I
right.
am an introvert. I have an anxiety issue. And, you know, so I sit up and think about those things that happened 15 years ago. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. And,
I think that's something that we need to address on the podcast, and maybe even address it one of the first things, is anxiety. Because I know
yeah.
so many people deal with it. It's not, you know, it's funny because there's a couple of different videos going around on the internet about high functioning anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I think a lot of people don't realize that they have anxiety until they watch something like that. Or
yeah.
people don't realize that their friends have it and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like it's definitely it's a topic, and it's a topic that I think if you are an entrepreneur, you deal with it, period. I think
mm-hmm.
there's always something to be frustrated or anxious about or whatever. And we have so much to be grateful for and thankful for too. But I think because there's so much competition and there's just so much information out there that you get information overload, and then you start to go, okay, who do I listen to? What's working? What's not? And you go down a road and it doesn't work. And then you go down another road and maybe that one doesn't work. And you start to like panic. So
it's definitely,
I think,
like a rabbit hole situation.
It is. I think the anxiety, depression definitely in like entrepreneurs and even, you know, stay at home moms and stuff, because I think like one of the things that we don't think about with either or like entrepreneurs, stay at home moms, is the, like, if you're an entrepreneur, people think, okay, you're doing what you love, you should be happy. And while that is in a way true, there's so much more to it. And there's always things about running a business that people don't necessarily like doing. You know,
yeah.
Maybe you're creative, but you really hate paperwork. Or maybe you're really good with details and paperwork and stuff like that, but you just can't get the creative juices flowing to, you know, make that next big thing happen. And I think, you know, with stay-at-home moms and stuff, people are like, oh, well, you know, they chose to stay at home with their kids. You know, that's what makes them happy. And while their family, I'm sure, does make them happy, there's so much more to life. And when you pour yourself into your family, you tend to lose yourself in all of that.
Absolutely. And honestly, I'm not saying everybody, I'm not even going to say most, that was too much, but a lot of people these days are staying home because they can't afford not to.
Right.
So it's not even that it's necessarily a choice. It's them doing what's best for their families, oftentimes at the expense of themselves and their own self-care, which becomes an issue.
Right. That's something that I think is huge in the realm of personal development, which is basically a big part of what this podcast is about. And I think self-care, and I think all of the little things that go into like planning stuff and time management. And one of the big things that it's become like my talking point of the hour, if you will, is finding what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be a business. It doesn't have to be something that you make money on. You know, there are lots of us that do things that we're passionate about and we make money. And then there are people who have a day job or even who do a network marketing company or a blog or something, and they love doing it, but that's not what they eat, breathe, and sleep, if you will. That's not their, you know, what their soul is most on fire for. And if you find that thing, I mean, even if you're, okay, if you're a stay-at-home mom and your passion is dancing, you know what? Take a dance class. Get out and do something like that. If you're a stay-at-home mom and your passion is art, get some paint and a canvas or something and find some time and do what makes you happy. Like,
go arting.
Yes. It could be seriously like something. I've heard it said that you're supposed to think about what in your childhood, like late elementary, early, like junior high, high school years, what made you happy, what made you the happiest. And that those are the kinds of things that, you know, you will probably find a lot of joy in. Like mine was singing. I used to love to sing. And for those of you who don't know, I do actually have a artist account on The Voice. I am waiting until they do open calls closer by. So that will be something that will happen probably next year or so. I want to try out for The Voice. And it's something that's totally off topic of everything that I do, but it's like where my passion is. So
accountability, y'all. She just told everybody about it.
Yep. And that's one reason I did it. It is. It's, you know, it's funny because I think there's a point where for me, I'm learning that when I open myself up to people and I am real with people and I talk about the things that are on my heart and I talk about my dreams and my hopes and things like that, like, not only does it make a connection with people, but it shows, like, the whole authenticity of who you are. So, yep. All right,
human.
So what's a big thing that you're going to do?
As far as like what you said about what you could do when you were a kid, or like elementary school, I've always loved reading. So I intend to write a book.
Yay!
And I'm working on it. I've picked around some topics. I've started a blog to get myself writing regularly.
Which is amazing, by the way.
I've gotten some really good feedback. That's really...
Go ahead and plug your website.
My website is... am I going to spell it? It's O for Fox, like Fox the Phoenix from Harry Potter. It's O for Fox Sake. .wordpress.com.
You can put it in. Yeah, you can put the link in the follow thing later on.
Okay.
So anybody who is that way, people can just click on it. It's easier. But yeah, I'm super excited for where your journey is going to take you. I think it's awesome. And just, yeah, I'm excited for you.
It's exciting. I miss, that's one of the things that, like, people keep posting this on Facebook, like, what do you miss doing before you had kids? And everyone else is like, oh, I miss partying and I miss sleeping. Like, dude, I miss reading. I just want to sit down and read my book. I have, you know, a stack of books as tall as myself that I want to read, and I miss reading. So that's what I'm going to start doing, is reading and writing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, we still have 12 minutes.
Okay, well, then I'm going to take this quick minute to take a break because I want to give shout-outs to the people who are promised shout-outs because they were generous enough to share our page and share our message. So I am going to go ahead and take this time now to shout out Tamara. Thank you so much for sharing our page. I appreciate it. I love you. And thank
Yay,
you,
Tamara.
Kayleen. Yes, thank you, Kayleen, for sharing our page and for both of them. They've always been super supportive of me and what I'm working on. And, always cheered me on, so I'm very grateful to have them as friends, and I'm very thankful if they are listening right now for the opportunity to shout them out.
Awesome, awesome. So, I do not know, and I don't know that we will know per se. I think we're going to try to do either weekly or biweekly podcasts. It might be biweekly for October, November, December. Just because with Miss Queen Fee moving and all that kind of stuff. I know. I'm so excited. And what's even cooler is she's moving closer to me. So that is super exciting. We will be driving distance from each other.
Yes.
And not like all day driving distance, like an hour and a half if we meet in the middle. So
that is very
exciting.
Been here for too long. We are so excited to start our lives in charge of our own lives without anybody else telling us where we can go, where we can live, what we can do.
I bet it's going to be, and that's going to be something that, you know, you might want to like journal, like if you can journal back, from the start of the whole experience. That would be like a good little memoir that you could publish.
It's been insane. The few people that I've told like the whole range of stories to, they're like, you should write a book. That's insane.
My thing of it is if you wrote it, I think it would help a lot of people who are either in or going into the same situation.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that spot that you're in is one of those spots where it either goes really smooth, which I don't think it does for anybody, or it's a very lonely spot to be in because there's a lot of why is this happening and why isn't it smoother and that kind of stuff. So just having that to be able to read somebody else saying, you know, this is what we went through and, you know, kind of have that moment of, okay, I'm not alone. There's other people that have gone through this too, and they've made it out to the other side and they're good. So
definitely
something to think about. So I will at one point in time maybe write my life story. I don't know. It's a lot. So it's definitely a lot. And I've actually thought about just like, you know, I don't know, doing a like 2-hour long monologue video or something like that.
Because
there's just
show.
Pretty much. It's, I don't know that I could write that much.
Well, they have, when I was back in the land of, you know, inhabitation, a few weeks ago for my friend's wedding, I was able to go to a Barnes & Noble and it was glorious. And one of the things that they have now is books for writing your story that have prompts in them already. For you to just fill in. Yeah, because it'll take a lot of it won't take a lot of the thinking out of it, but it takes a lot of the like the fretting part, like where should I start? What should I, you know,
right.
Chronologically what you need to do. So it's really cool. I actually got one. I had to pack it up today, but that's definitely one of the things that I'm going to be working on. I think the one that I got is called something super clever, like The Story of You or something, but I'm really excited to write about that with that little extra oomph. And if you want, it's got different books for prompts. Like if you want to be a fiction writer, it gives you like the beginning of a story and then you kind of pick it up and take it from there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I thought that was really clever.
That is awesome. So yeah, I would say every 2 weeks. So expect another, I don't know, you know, maybe we should do a Friday the 13th live one.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll have to talk to Energy Goddess Maureen about that and see where we land. See where we land on all that. That's not the kind of juju that we need in October.
Just throwing ideas out there.
Yeah, I'm open.
But
and we will be doing, we're working on securing interviews.
Yes.
Different kinds of people. I have a list started of all the people that I need to interview, want to interview.
Mm-hmm.
Should really start talking to them about that. I have reached out to one, and she said she would be happy to talk with us. So that would be a good one, and super exciting.
Also, if you're listening, seriously, what topics do you want to hear about? If you can let us know, you know, pop them in the follow along thread or, you know, message, you know, Queen Fee or myself and let us know kind of what you would like to hear. That's one of the places that I think that's kind of why we're just kind of gliding along here. We were, I think the idea of finding the perfect time to start was just never going to happen for us. We are way too busy between the both of us. So we were like, all right, let's just jump in and do this thing. So, but then like making sure that we're being relevant to our listeners, I think that's another thing that we both want to make sure that, you know, you guys are getting as much out of it as we are. So,
definitely. 100% open to suggestions.
Yep.
Feedback. Any of that.
And we have 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for the last 3 minutes, let's see. What was your favorite vacation as a child?
Well, I feel like I should say Disney World here. And if my mom is listening, I love you, and that was a beautiful trip, but I acted like a brat, so it wasn't that fun. So sorry for ruining that trip. My actual answer is going to be my mom and I used to go to Clearwater Beach every summer. Right after I got out of school. And
cool.
We would hang out on the beach and go to my favorite seafood shack. And I actually want to go back to Clearwater so I can get my she crab soup from Frenchie's Rockaway Grill. So if you guys have figured out how to mail she crab soup, I will pay you to send me some. but it was a fun thing that we did every summer, and you know, we stayed in a crappy hotel and we used to walk around on the boardwalk, and
that's,
you know,
cool.
I had a little like write your name on a grain of rice necklaces, mm-hmm. that I had one when I was a kid, and it was just, you know, it was a nice way to bond every year.
Mine would have to be Wisconsin. My dad used to take me up to Wisconsin Dells and House on the Rock. And, you know, now I'm looking at that stuff and I'm thinking, like, you know, that's some of that stuff at House on the Rock is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know anything about it, just Google the House on the Rock in Wisconsin. So, anyways, we are coming to an end of our show. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much if you've listened. If you've been, you know, here and listening, we are very appreciative. And I hope that you got something out of this. You got to know us a little bit more, got an idea of what we're doing and why we want to do this and where our hearts are. Anything to add?
Not much. Just we thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of this journey with us. And I hope you all shine on, and I hope you will continue with us on this journey and wherever we all go from here. So thank you very much.
Awesome, awesome. You guys have a wonderful night and a great rest of your weekend. Are you there?
Yeah.
We're offline.
Yeah. I gotta go. The kids are being jackassy.
Okay.
All right, but I will. I'll type chat with you.
Okay.
All right. Awesome job.
Yes. Very awesome job. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.